Thanks for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe, where each week we
I am Angelo Ponzi, your host here at the Business Growth Cafe, and thank you for joining us. There are a lot of changes going on in the marketplace right now as a result of the coronavirus.
With your host, Angelo
Companies
Ponzi.
Are scrambling, laying people off, furloughing people, cutting budgets left and right. But we all know this is going to end, and businesses need to focus not only on today, but what are they going to do tomorrow? What's going to happen when this starts to take a turn and you come out of this marketplace? What kind of situation is your company going to be in? Well, today, my guests are also my partners, and I'll explain that in a second. So I have JJ Risha of Pismo Ventures and Rich Cacuzzo of Sales Velocity Advisors. And myself, Angelo Ponzi of the Ponzi Group, a fractional CMO. We're all fractional people. But why are we here together? Because we also represent a collective called P4 Collective. Now, before we get started, I'm going to turn this over to Rich. Rich, why don't you take a couple seconds and explain to the audience what is P4?
Sure. Thank you, Angelo. Appreciate the opportunity to be on the show today. So P4 Collective provides consulting and fractional leadership services across the C-suite. It's a one-stop shop, a strike force, if you will, that provides C-suite expertise and counsel.
Okay. Now, just for clarity purposes, and again, I'm part of this organization, but one of the things that we do here is, there's a competitor out there. They have C-suite people too, and they refer, a CMO or an operations person or whatever to other companies. So, but why are we different? What makes us different, Rich?
What makes us stand apart, Angelo, is the fact that we engage with clients at the C-suite level as a collective group. So, stated another way, in our discovery process, we will meet with the client, the business owner or CEO, as a collective team and talk about their business at the enterprise level. Understand where the opportunity gaps are, and then help them diagnose what steps to take in terms of addressing those gaps and prioritizing which resources to bring in to help facilitate that. I think it'd be something more in the lines of the traditional model is a client will self-diagnose. Basically, there's a level of pain or frustration. They self-diagnose what's wrong, and then they'll reach out to their network or a recommendation on a service provider to help them address that area of frustration or pain. Now, a couple things here. Number one, you're depending on the client to be correct in their self-diagnosis. Number two, typically when there's dysfunction or lack of effectiveness, lack of success, lack of drive, whatever, in a business, it's the result of multiple areas not working in harmony. And so you're depending on that one service provider to come in and address a specific issue. I know you're going to edit this, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, let me jump over to JJ for a second. Now, as part of this team, JJ, how do you see some of our distinct value propositions? And I want to get into addressing the original topic was how we're businesses, and we're going to guide businesses, and we're going to talk about that in a second. But from your perspective on P4, how do you see our relevance and really benefit to potential customers?
Thanks, Angelo, for inviting me to the show today. And I know everybody's going through some rough times, and we are all going through that. So I hope we can shed some light during our conversation today to help the small to medium-sized businesses. To answer your question, I think our value proposition comes from the fact that we have been there and done that as a C-suite or as executives who have worked for large companies, small companies, startup companies, and have been in their shoes before. So one thing that I think differentiates us is that we're not just a consultant that just comes to a business and give them some advice from a consulting standpoint. We're there also in the trenches with them. We're going to help them with whatever their need from deep experience in the field. That's one. Second, just like Rich said, we're going to come at it from a holistic perspective. We're not going to be just looking at operations only, which is my specialty, or marketing, which is Angelo's specialty, or sales, which is Rich's specialty, for example. We're going to come at the entire operation from the entire business from a holistic standpoint as a strike team who has executive experience in that field. Therefore, we're able to provide the different potential perspective of what's going on, what needs to happen, what is the objective that the business is looking for to accomplish, and we help them move in that direction. And the third that I would say from that standpoint is we are able to also concentrate on potentially three different buckets that businesses potentially land in. One is businesses that are potentially growing or on a growth path. The second is businesses that need restructuring or potentially turnaround, which this situation, today's climate, may put a lot of businesses in that bucket. And the third bucket is if a company is trying to potentially exit or transition to maybe a different generation.
Okay. You know, one of the things that we talk a lot about is holistically approaching this. And I think that's a strong competitive differentiator for P4 in that other folks that offer some kind of consulting C-suite people, they tend to go in as individuals. And again, for P4, we go in holistically, which gives us an opportunity to really assess the business in its entirety in the market and their competition, as opposed to doing it in our individual lanes. Now, so let's kind of move into a little bit of what's happening in today's environment. And it is so crazy out there. I mean, we're all kind of out there with different clients. We're seeing clients pull back. We're seeing them cut their budgets. We're seeing them furlough people, as I mentioned in the opening. And everybody's reacting. So let's just start there from our perspective as business leaders and folks that have been in the marketplace. And frankly, a few of us have probably even experienced recessionary times. And I know this is different because we have a pandemic going on, but we're heading into recessionary times and we need to think about that as well. So, Rich, I'm going to go back to you. What are some of the things you're seeing from a client perspective from your point of view?
Angela, I would say, from my perspective, there's two distinct camps of in terms of just the business climate that's out there now. There are business owners and CEOs that are in defense mode, batten down the hatches, cut expenses, furlough people, and just ride this out. And there's another group that is really focused on change and agileness, adapting quickly to a shifting landscape and looking for opportunity to serve and add value to customers and prospects across a multitude of industries, especially those industries that have been deemed essential for this unprecedented time that we are in at the moment.
Okay. How about you, JJ? What are you seeing out there?
I think Rich said it right. So there, people are going to either wait until things come back, and it's at no fault. It's not their fault. It's the climate. That's what's happening. The other side of potentially some businesses could be flourishing due to the climate because they are in need or the entire business environment needs them in order to get there. But regardless of which camp businesses would fall in, businesses potentially need to really make sure that they only they preserve cash, they only use it for the specific needs, if there are potential marketing needs that are very specific. So it's not a good time to go and spend money on fixing your website, for example, from a marketing standpoint. Do you really need to fix your website today, as an example, versus can you use that cash to really reach low-hanging fruit customers that could potentially turn into prospects that turn into customers? So it's very important to really make sure that regardless of what camp you fit in, that you use your cash wisely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I would agree with you. And you know, I'm more on the strategic side, not necessarily on the tactical side. So I agree wholeheartedly. The last thing I want to do is start generating a whole lot of tactics for the sake of tactics and where they're investing their dollars. And I think that's part of it, is looking at the strategic approach to what's going on now. Where can they shift? So really getting into the insights. And so I want to segue now into talking a little bit about an upcoming webinar that we do have, which is on Tuesday, April 7th from 12 to 1. You can go to the P4 website. That's p4collective.com. And you can sign up right from there. And I think it's going to be a great seminar. We have the three of us talking about how we see the marketplace from our different perspectives. And we also will be adding a fourth from the P4 team, which is Leilani Kouare, who is also the HR person. And so we'll be spending about kind of 6 minutes, a little bit of a TED Talk kind of approach, and a lots of Q&A from a panel standpoint. So let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, the focus for our webinar is to look at how businesses can thrive, if you will, and survive today, but preparing themselves to weather this storm and to come out the other side, especially as we start to make that turn and the market comes back really quickly. So, Rich, why don't you talk a little bit about the seminar, the webinar coming up on Tuesday, and why my listeners should listen?
Well, Angelo, you know, there's been so many, listen, in the midst of the pandemic, there's been an infodemic, right? Just this tsunami of information that has come our way over the last 3 weeks. And in the main, most of it is well-intended, but it's very targeted. And that could be specific to the CARE Act and as it relates to loans and employees and things of that nature. And while we'll talk about some of those things, we really are taking more of an enterprise-level view, recognizing, yes, people first, and Leilani will talk to that from an expert standpoint, what you should be focused on and helping as a leader of your company navigate through this from the people aspect. But also, too, what are you doing as it relates to your customers? And what are you doing in terms of revenue, preserving existing clients as well as trying to generate new business? And then as JJ spoke about a few minutes ago, really looking at your expenses and your cash flow and what are best practices you should be taking during this period. Ultimately, where our focus is navigating today through this uncertain time and preparing for tomorrow, because we will get to a point of stabilization. And those businesses that are prepared today and take specific steps to not only survive this current moment, but thrive when things get to more of a stable environment, they're the ones that are going to prosper going forward on the back end of whatever the new normal looks like for all of us.
Right. Yeah. I've been actually calling it the next new normal, because I feel like we have the new normal when we came out of the last recession. And it's interesting. I've done some research in actually preparing for the seminar and looking at historical recessions and these kinds of downturns. And one of the things that came out of the studies were that companies that cut costs fast and deep compared to their rivals didn't necessarily win in the end. And long story short, only 9% of the companies that came out of these recessionary times and these downturns really flourished. And about 80% of them were really not even reaching pre-recessionary growth rates. So there's something to be said for really looking at some historical facts and understanding, you know, not just reacting. I had a gentleman on my show the other day, Gleb Tepersky, who talked about disasters that are created from gut reactions and all the cognitive biases that go into decision making. And I think this is an important time that you don't want to be working in a silo and making decisions on your own, that you really need to look collaboratively with your team. So one of the things I always talk about is listen to your customers, right? I'm the voice of the customer. I'm a research guy. And we have to understand what's really going on with them, protecting that loyal base. But you also want to make sure that you're able to mine those prospects as you're coming out of this. So really spending the time for me to talk to my client's customers base and make sure they understand how their customers are reacting is really, really important. JJ, I want to ask you, I mean, one of the things I hear is companies are doing the work, they're providing the services and doing all that, but there's a high level of concern at the end of the day, they're not going to get paid. So are you hearing that? And what are some of your suggestions on really making that a strategic issue?
I'm hearing that all the time. It's a ripple effect. It's a domino effect. And everybody's feeling the same pain, and it's going across the board from one company to the next. I could tell you some of the customers that I know that have, for example, yearly or monthly subscriptions. Their customers are saying, okay, can we paid for the yearly subscription. Can we get a rebate or some refund for the 3 months we're not going to be able to use them? And it's really tough because that money either has been spent or the businesses are still really paying for their expenses, which really they need to be able to do that continuously. So I'm hearing this across the board. And I think the best way to do this is potentially try to figure out the best way to keep your customers. Maybe potentially with the example that I just gave is instead of giving the customer back maybe 3 months refund, you say, we will add an additional 3 months at the end of your subscription. So that could potentially help. Maybe negotiate with vendors. The vendors that potentially are larger vendors, they can sustain a little bit more, maybe negotiate 60 or 90 day a payment. So that helps a little bit. But it is currently about cash flow, about how much cash is coming in, how much is cash is going out. Potentially, if you can minimize expenses, you can negotiate payment terms would be great. But at the same time, with this new CARES Act that was passed, there is what's called the PPP, Payment Protection Plan, or program, I should say. It's really important that small businesses take advantage of that. And there's a lot that's been written on it and online, but I could tell you in a sentence or two, it's basically providing businesses with the ability to get 2.5 times their monthly payroll, rent, and some other expenses, where they can use that in order to continue to sustain their current employees, so they stay on payroll. And down the road, that 75% or up to 75% of that money, which is originally given to businesses as a loan, will be forgiven. So it's a great, great program for businesses to take advantage of today.
Okay, fantastic. And I think when we get into our webinar next week, we're gonna see some of that from Leilani. You know, I think one of the key factors is leadership. It's so important that the leaders of organizations really take the helm and really guide their folks, especially since most of them are working remote, which they've never done before. So Rich, from a sales perspective, I mean, the leadership of the CEO or the sales leadership, are they setting new KPIs and different guidelines and measurements so that people can feel productive in this different environment? And how are they handling all that from your perspective?
Good question, Angelo. And actually, I would respond more from a broader-based company-wide perspective. And the best leaders are the ones that are out in front, and they are really focused on their employees as well as their vendors and suppliers, and asking questions like, how are you? How is your family? How are you dealing, you know, with this current situation, right? What can I do to help? I think from a leadership standpoint, you know, you want to be able to demonstrate calmness during the storm, and someone who is going to be very good at communicating on an ongoing daily, if not hourly basis, like depending on what's happening within inside that business, whatever is mission critical, really focusing on the current state and what you're doing to support clients, what you're doing to be a value to essential businesses. You know, specific to a sales organization, you know, especially everyone working from home in most cases, you know, you really need to be front and center with that group and keeping them motivated. And you're right, you do need to make some adjustments in many cases to KPIs and to the sales incentive plan. You want to incent the right behavior, recognize that these are different times. There's no playbook for this. So you have to be creative and innovative in how you incent your employees to be, you know, out there doing what you need them to do to keep the lights on and to help you navigate through this.
So we're down to the last 4 or 5 minutes. And so I'm going to go around the room here and think about one or two or three kind of tips, suggestions, guidance that someone can implement or a business leader can implement today that's really setting them up for the future. And I'll go back to you, JJ.
Thanks, Angelo. It's very tough, but I'm gonna say a couple of things that could potentially maybe motivate people. One is a lot of companies in today's market, a lot of businesses find ways to flourish and to shine. And so there are, we will find out in the next year or so that there's a couple of dozen companies that really made a huge difference, and therefore they've not only made a difference in the current environment, but they've set themselves up for success. So think outside the box. So that's the first thing I would say. So it's not status quo. So you have to think outside the box. It could be that you may want to look for people that can help you in this environment. It could be that you're looking for either individuals or firms that could help you in this environment. It could be that you use your cash reserves for purposes that really make the needle move. So it's not status quo. Don't keep doing the exact same thing as you've done before. You have to make changes.
Okay. Rich, how about you? 2-3 suggestions, tips for the listeners?
Sales is an essential function to every business. So you need to make sure that your sales team is engaged and motivated and focused on the right things. Set them up for success. Look at your value proposition, and is there an opportunity to pivot and provide something unique or different? Examples being GM and Ford that are out there producing ventilators, or Louis Vuitton Luxury Group. Instead of filling perfume bottles, they're doing hand sanitizer. What about your business? What can you do differently? How can you meet the needs of the essential companies that are out there today that are operating? And then from a sales point of view, you know, those work from home reps, are they equipped with the right technologies, the right tools, the right resources to be successful? Are you engaged with them on a daily basis, keeping them motivated, addressing any concerns they have, and again, capitalizing on opportunities? This is a time to be bold. It is not a time to sit back and wait for the storm to pass. We have no idea what the expiration date is here. So don't We could be talking months. We have no idea. And I don't say that from an alarmist standpoint. I say that from you need to focus on the reality, and you need to help your company survive and thrive during these unprecedented times.
All right. Thank you. And I'd like to add, I think there's a couple areas that I want to point out. And one is you need to protect your brand. You need to stay true to who you are, your value propositions, your positioning in the marketplace. Yes, you can pivot and make some adjustments on the products and services that you might be doing to fulfill the needs, as Rich was just talking about. But at the end of the day, you don't want to bastardize your brand. For example, if you're a luxury brand and all of a sudden you start catering to the dollar store folks, you know, that potentially is going to cause market confusion, impact your loyal customers, and really open up an opportunity for your competitors. And that's the other point I want to make. Your competitors, if you're in a scramble mode and you're trying to figure out what to do, where you're going to get your revenue from, so are your competitors. They're watching you. And if they're not, they should be watching you for your mistakes and those gaps that you might open up for them to take advantage. So you really need to have not only a defensive competitive strategy in place, but also an offensive strategy in place, because they might open up opportunities for you to expand into new markets and take advantage of coming out of this on the other end with new opportunities for your future growth. Gentlemen, it has been fun, and I really appreciate you both joining me at the last minute here. I know we're all working hard and having lots of different things to do, and especially as we prepare once again for our webinar on Tuesday, April 7th. Go to p4collective.com, and there's a button right on the main page for you to sign up and register for this webinar. This is just a taste of what you're going to hear. Lalani's going to join us, and so it's going to be really informative, and that is the program. We're going to be having some special offers, actually free offers for those that attend the webinar and looking at how we can provide a free value of our assessment, which is about a $750 value plus some of our time for consultation is a way to give back. So we're encouraging everybody to show up to this webinar on Tuesday. Thank you again, and I look forward to seeing you on the webinar.
Thanks, Angelo.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us at the Business Growth Cafe today. You can find out more about me, read my blogs, or view my show videos at theponzigroup.com. And I encourage you to go to the P4 Collective, that's P4, the number 4, collective.com, to find out more about P4 and also to subscribe to the webinar right there on the main page. And if your business is ready for growth and you need a CMO, but you're not quite ready for a full-time person yet, connect with me. I'd welcome the opportunity to explore the benefits of using a fractional CMO. And lastly, please subscribe to this show. And if you're already a subscriber, I encourage you to let others know about the show so they can enjoy this great content like you heard today and all of our other shows that you can subscribe to at thebusinessgrowthcafe.com. or wherever your favorite podcast platform is. Join me next week for lunch at the Business Growth Cafe.
Thank you for listening to today's discussion at the Business Growth Cafe with your host, Angelo Ponzi. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast and visit our website at www.businessgrowthcafe.com. Read Angelo Ponzi's blogs at www.theponzigroup.com.